Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got Styles of God, T-Roll, ICE, and the engineer always bringing the funk. OG the Buck, we in the building, babe. What's the deal, T-Roll?
Hey, good morning to the streets, man. What's up, Asylum? What's up, East Side? What's up, West Side? North Side to the South? Good morning, everybody. What's going on, Dream Team? What's up, Dream Team? Hey, talk to you this Wednesday. Yo, what's up? That's EG. What's up, baby?
Yeah, I'm in the building. Y'all already know I'm in the building, man. You know I'm rolling, I'm ready for the show, man. You know, it's game life.
Yeah.
Well, Wednesday. Oh man, just you know, we got a game today per the weather. Waiting on that car. Hopefully, we get it in today, man. We looking good, but Mother Nature, she always win. You know how that go.
Y'all need to be put in the bubble.
A mini dome. But let's get right to it. Wednesday we talked about four teams, but it's been another team added to the fray for the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, we want to call it on the streets. We talked about the Saints, the Browns, Denver, Miami. Now, does he look good in a Raiders uniform? The Raiders. We're hearing in the streets, man, they offering two first rounders, Derek Carr, a fourth rounder, one second rounder. What do you think? T. Rizzy, I'm going to go to you first. Do you think this would be a good move for both teams?
Now, see, on Wednesday, I said no to all four of those teams that you presented to us. You know what I mean? Two of them were AFC teams. Two were NFC teams. You know what I mean? And I had to think about it, man. I really had to sit back and think about it. And when I started thinking about it even more, TG brought this up. I don't think Green Bay is going to be dumb enough to trade or give up Aaron Rodgers in the NFC. I really don't see that happening. But what I can see happening is Aaron Rodgers going to the AFC. Because we all know how hard it is to get it in the NFC. Hell, Tom Brady did what he did in the AFC for a very long time. You know what I mean? But if you really think about this narrative of having your reigning MVP go from the NFC to the AFC, oh, Lord. The Raiders ain't bad. The Raiders ain't missing too much. I'm just saying, they just have bad games sometimes. But if you have Aaron Rodgers in Las Vegas, as a Raider, I mean, that's close to California as you can get without getting to California. But I'm just saying, man, if he goes to the Raiders and the Raiders give up Derek Carr to come to Green Bay, I don't know how you're going to feel about that, Boo Mix, about having Aaron Carr or Derek Carr as your new quarterback. But AR-12, he's going to have old Kenny Stabler. No. Oh, my God. I had to think about that, man. Listen, if that boy, Ray, pull the switch. Yeah, that's what you better do. I mean, hey, why not? I'm just saying, if you're smart, Green Bay, don't send the dude to another NFC team because he just might come back and haunt you. But he still ain't going to win no Super Bowl in the NFC. He has to go to the AFC, man. He has to. Tom Brady, he done migrated, man. He done crossed the board on us, man. He down there in Florida chilling. Tampa Bay, remember? Not Tampa Bay. It's Tampa Bay now. So he down there chilling, man. It's only one quarterback that can do that. He's there already. So I'm going to say this. Las Vegas Raiders, don't make an Al Davis move on this one. If you, play it smart, get your man. You just might be able to do something in the AFC because the AFC wide open. We all know that. It's only Patrick Mahomes, and, yeah, we can't name too many other quarterbacks after that. But Patrick Mahomes over there in the AFC by itself, so he'll be there, and he'll contend for a while. So, you know, half of Billy's going to be there. And, TG, would it be smart for Las Vegas to go ahead and pull the trigger on AR-12? No way.
Man, well, listen. It's smart for any team besides the Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to go get Aaron Rodgers, okay? Any team. If you are the Seattle Seahawks, the Buccaneers, and the Chiefs, besides them three, every other team is a go. We traded our starting quarterback and whatever y'all need to get Aaron Rodgers. But we're talking about the Las Vegas Raiders, okay? And I do want to say this. They have no offensive line at all, fellas, like none. They have nobody on the offensive line. They have no defense, okay? They have just a wide receiver. They have a decent running back, but he's so in between them tackles, man. He gets banged up so much because he's so physical. So he stays on the IR, okay? You got John Gruden as your head coach. You know, alpha male, major alpha male. I don't see if the Oakland Raiders get Aaron Rodgers, he will retire in 2 years. The Oakland Raiders get Aaron Rodgers. But now, if I'm the Oakland Raiders and I get Aaron Rodgers, I'm definitely trading whatever I got to get him some targets in there, man. We're gonna try to go out there, and it ain't much going on right now because it seems like all the NFL teams are they got their pieces, you know. They solidified on. They building the right pieces, and this year is kind of like this year is falling right for every team, fellas. So I don't see them with Oakland. I don't see Oakland being able to bring nothing in because they gave up a lot for Antonio Brown just a few years ago. So I don't see them having much to get pieces to come to Las Vegas and play. So I don't think that's a good trade for Aaron Rodgers, but for the Green Bay Packers, it's a great trade. You know what I mean? I don't think for Aaron Rodgers, it's not a good trade, but for Oakland, it's great, and for Green Bay, it'd be great. Well, that's my take.
Well, mate, you didn't hear what the Raiders trying to do. You think they gonna pull the trick on you, boy?
I don't think they're gonna pull the trigger. I don't think no team's going to pull the trigger up to this point. The trigger would have been pulled. They're going to wait. Everybody's going to wait it out. Nobody's going to do anything. If anything happens, it'll be in June, July, before mini camp. But right now, everybody's going to stay pat. The Green Bay Packers are going to see which team is going to jump off the cliff. Now, the Las Vegas Raiders, they're in Vegas, they're gambling. So, yes, they're going to try to make a big splash. We know Gruden really don't like Derek Carr that much, but I think he will respect Aaron Rodgers because of his pedigree and let A-Rod do his thing. But I don't think A-Rod is going anywhere right now. You could put all this out here early. But we'll wait and see when the dust clears who's going to pull the Godfather, where Green Bay is going to have to take an offer that they cannot refuse.
Street! Okay, yeah, turn my music high. For the first 30 days of Aaron Rodgers, they offered $15,000 a day five. After 30 days, it's $30,000 a day five. So,
it's your Streets Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. When we come back, we're going to talk to King. Is he about to get dethroned? Streets. Tell a friend, just tell a friend. Just tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Let's go.
Scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-Packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would've told him that Ho was self-clothing,
not in this lifetime. Wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Cap the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. Ah.
You never know what you're doing.
Will not lose. Ever. Fuck up.
It's the Streets of Talk, it's Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's Super Saturday. The Streets is talking about A-Rod. He's taking up all the airways in the NFL. Wow. Now we know what the NBA is doing. We already know. And I think LeBron James, I played this song for LeBron, man. Because we don't know. We know he playing possum, man. They done dropped to the seventh spot. I'm going to ask you first, STG, because you're a Laker fan. Are your Lakers in trouble? Shout out to my man, Trey Lee, man, down in AZ. He listening. He listening. He in the streets, man. We had to bring up that Raiders take, man, just for him, man. So, but STG. STG, D-Mac, what the deal, baby? I see you. Oh, we in the building, baby. STG, is your Lakers in trouble, man? They fell to the seventh spot. They in the play-in as of today.
Man, as of today, we are in trouble. We got everybody banged up, man. AD back banged up. His ankle banged up. His knee banged up. We got LeBron out banged up. Kuzma, thumb all jacked up. Now, we in trouble. I don't like Dennis Schroeder at the point guard. For some reason, I just, you know, when LeBron not there, it don't seem like we have ball handlers to run the offense, man. We just look terrible, man. We in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. Right now, we in trouble, man. I need to see LeBron come back, Anthony Davis in the lineup. And then to see how it's going to flow, man. They need to be back together, though, at least with three games left in the season, just to get a little chemistry back together, get their bodies back together. But Lakers are in trouble right now, man. It's just too much. It's too much banged up. That bubble right into the season is chilling the NBA right now. And I think it's going to kill the NBA during the playoffs. I really think some guys are going to get hurt and be missing, and it's going to have the play-in game is awesome. It's not going to hurt the NBA. I don't want to say that. I want to say that, you know, some teams that we're not going to expect to be doing some things. I think this year in the NBA, we're going to see them doing some things. So, but the Lakers are in trouble, man. Real quick. That's my take.
T-Rizzy, is the Lakers in trouble?
No, they not in trouble. The only thing is we're just going to have a tougher road back to the NBA Finals, and I'm going to say this. Have y'all not seen their roster? Their roster's still thick. It's just everybody's hurt. If they could get at least I'm not counting just LeBron and AD. Of course, if they have those two, we know what's going to happen. But if you can get Montrezl Harrell, who hasn't been playing, if you get Marquise Moore, you know, one of the Morris brothers who really hasn't been playing as of late, you know what I'm saying? They still got a whole lot of guys on the roster. I mean, they've been losing, but they won last night, you know what I mean? So, oh, no, they didn't win last night. Oh, yeah, they did.
They lost. They came back. They came back.
They lost last night, but they won the night before. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, man. When they get AD and when they get the K back together, I believe they're going to be all right for the play-in. The play-in ain't really, I mean, depending on who they play, they can beat Golden State. Golden State can't beat the Lakers. Come on, man. We know now that Zion's out, New Orleans ain't going to be able to do what they do. So we know they don't have a chance. You know what I'm saying? The only other team in the play-in that I would say may have something to say. I mean, if you want to throw, I mean, Memphis, I mean, come on, man. Ja, he just, he cool. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't going to beat the Lakers. And if you want to talk about San Antonio, I mean, they okay. They like to play spoiler. We know what the coach over there can do. But it ain't enough to beat the Lakers. So I'm not going to say they're going to be in trouble with the play-in. Now, when they get in, it just depends on who they play. Will they have to play Utah? We'll see. It just depends on who they have to play, man. And once again, the Lakers cheap, if you ask me. Because LeBron's sleeping and living the eight that he got in his old house in the basement. That boy ain't hurt. Ain't nothing wrong with that boy. Besides eating cheeseburgers late at night. With Royale cheese, that is. But I'm just saying, it ain't nothing wrong with the Lakers, man. They trying to do this thing without LeBron. And, yeah, he is a little bit older, but LeBron is still bigger and way more powerful than most of these dudes in the league today with him being hurt. So I'll take a 50% LeBron to get out of the play-in and make it to the playoffs. But, once again, it's going to be a tough road to make it to the NBA Finals after they, you know, get out of the play-in. But I don't see them having a problem with the play-in game. Come on, man. Who me? You think the Lakers really going to lose in the play-in?
Well, we just said that you dropping, that's more games, that's more tread on LeBron James's body. So because you're going to be gutting it out in the play-in game, or games, if you are stuck in that seventh slot, you know, it's a couple more games left. Five, to be exact, for them, they're 37 and 30. I'm just saying, once they get out the play-in, they're going to have to play either Utah or Phoenix. I don't think that's a good matchup for the Lakers. So it's going to be very tough for them moving forward with the injuries. And this is what I want to go back to. Everybody talked about, oh, those was great pickups. Wesley Matthews, those was great pickups. Mark Saul, and those are great pickups. Dennis Schroeder. No, they weren't, because you didn't address what you needed. You got Andre Drummond. What is he? He's nothing but another Dwight Howard. He's a guard. Guys like Andre Drummond, no disrespect, DeAndre Jordan, they're great garbage men. They're great.
They pick up the heavy load when we can't. Hey, man, you go get that one.
They pick up the trash and get it done. So I'm just going to say that the Lakers are in trouble. They are in trouble. And they don't have a good, legitimate bench. So if they meet up against the Suns, maybe, they're in trouble. They Utah matchup, no one can guard LeBron, I don't think, on Utah. But I tell you what, going to be very tough moving forward for LeBron James and the Lakers.
I hate to say this, man. STG, don't let LeBron come out the egg. Boo, you know what? You're a big believer in that boy, LeBron James. Can't. I know those words ain't coming out your mouth when that boy come out that egg.
Listen, man.
And this is what it feels like.
is Father Time. And we older, so we know what it feels like. So I don't know if LeBron can get it done. If he does, hey, hail to the king. It's the Streets of Talk, the Sports Talk Show. With a twist of hip hop, we're going to stick to the NBA. When we come back, we're going to talk Russell Westbrook. Very interesting on our take. But as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Shout out to my man Milk down in D.C., man, out there in Maryland.
The proceeds of rap music on my breast. Drop another mixtape. My shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. What it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Aubrey's double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. I arrest on my dick, try to audit all my checks. Too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack a storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean. I'm saving all my little bread, pray for me y'all. One day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas is extinct, it ain't safe for me. My dog, they killing niggas in they own hood. That makes sense to you at all? You burnt your bridge to the other side. You know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim. They fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win. You never land, don't joke aside. I arrived on the J. Fred Hampton got hold up. Assassinated just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. We come to you every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, live. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live. Shout out to all the callers. Getting up early with it, to get on these streets, man. We're going to get you in. Fly me a kite. Let me know if you want to get in and holler and purple chat with
the
drink.
And this is what it feels like.
I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Bro, Style for ICE, and the DJ who'll be bringing you the funk, man. The super producer, OG the Buck. We've been talking about the Lakers. Are they in trouble? Will they come out the West? We've been talking about that man, that bad man. Another team has been put in the hat, the Raiders. Are they going to gamble? Are they going to live up to where they from now, Vegas? They going to gamble off the team to get my guy a ride. This is Streets of Talking. Let us know. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Like 1, 2, 25, 45, 78, 98, 103, whole bunch of them.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying.
Let me ask you this. Russell Westbrook, man, he's been talked about a lot this week. He's recorded his 180th career triple-double, averaging 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists at age 32. I'm going to ask you first, Ro. If you had a game seven or you just had an important game, Will Russell Westbrook be in your lineup, man? Will he even be your sixth man?
Well, it depends on
you first. No, ain't no depends on nothing. Game seven in the playoffs, is he in your five or your sixth man?
Yes.
Ain't no depend. You the coach right now, and why?
I was just trying to see, you know, what are we doing, the year 2000 and beyond, or 1990?
Man, we doing
it. But Russell. Right now, Russell Westbrook would be one of my top five, will be on my first five or one of my six man, for sure. This dude is only putting up numbers that Oscar Robertson been putting up. Come on, man. This dude put up more triple-doubles in one calendar month than any player in the NBA history, okay? Now, listen. I don't know if you knew this or not, but last month only had 30 days in. I just want you to know that, man. Come on, man. The dude is 32 years old. He's nowhere. Man, he ain't slowed down yet, and he's just picking up speed. And right now, for him to be doing what he's doing, yes, he – boo, you got something against that dude. But here's the deal. He's just like you, man. He's not a scoring point guard. Well, he could be, but he's not. But I'm just saying, come on. Come on, boo. He's a general, man. That dude belongs on your team, game seven, on the line, because you know what he going to bring in game seven. We already see what he brings during just a regular game. It don't have to be important for Russell Westbrook to bring it every night. This dude had 28 assists the other night. Come on, man. Boom. He going to finish the season with another triple-double for the season. We're talking about for the season, man. And he ain't no big man. You know what I'm saying? Boom. The dude is special, man. I don't understand why you don't like Russell Westbrook.
I didn't.
Westbrook,
I didn't like him. You didn't hear my take yet. We didn't even get to my take. I was just talking. I mean, you know, it's a topic on the streets. We don't, you know, so we'll see what Styles and Guy has to say. Styles and Guy, what you think? Game seven, who you got? Is he in your top seven? Do you consider Westbrook one
seven,
of your guys? You have a top six, I'm sorry.
Top six? No, he ain't making my top six. He'll make my top seven, though, but he won't make my top six. And don't get me wrong, world, entire world that's listening, to all the thousand callers across the world listening, this is a bad dude, man. Like, he's special. He's something that we're never probably going to see again. But if it's a game seven, I'm taking Giannis, Curry, Luka, and Anthony Davis on my game seven. And off my bench, I'm taking Damian Lillard before I take Russell Westbrook. This is why. The guys that I'm choosing, I feel like, no, and I'm sorry, Russell Westbrook don't make my top seven, world. He can't. I'm sorry, world. He cannot.
You left off KD. You left off James Harden.
Yes.
You left off Kyrie.
Yes. And this is. Yeah, you got him in yours, though, bro. So let me go ahead and tell the world why I don't got him in mine. I feel like James Harden, Damian Lillard, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Curry, Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, those eight guys right there, if I got seven out of those eight, And you can switch them however you want to switch them. Whoever the ball is in their hand, with the game on the line, the right play is going to get made. Okay? I feel like those players will make the right decision with the basketball, whether it's taking a shot or passing it to the next person to get the better shot. And the chemistry, the game is just going to flow. He's going to have the ball every single play. When I got all these other guys out there that could be created and doing the same thing he's doing, but it's spread it around, okay? That guy needs to be on a team with James Johnson, Bogdan Bogdanovic, with a guy like Curry, the little Seth Curry. He needs to have pieces like that to do the things that he's doing right now. Jeremy Grant, like, he doesn't need superstars with him. If he has superstars with him, those numbers will get cut in half. Okay, and I don't think the super team is for Russell Westbrook. So I think what he's doing on the team, he's doing it on, and those other teams like the OKC teams when he averages a triple-double, those teams are built for him to be able to do those things because they have nothing but God on the team.
I'm going to be totally honest. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I mean, we saw Kyrie Irving in the Game 7. We've seen a lot of guys in Game 7. He doesn't even crack my top 10. Now, he has great defense, but we know Russell Westbrook is very inconsistent. He's very inconsistent. Russell Westbrook, and listen to this, guys. I'm going to throw this out there to you. He's done 4 years. 4 years where he's gotten a triple-double. He's averaging, you would think those are MVP numbers. But you tell me, world, do you take numbers or do you take a winner? Russell Westbrook is not a winner. How can you have these numbers and you be 31 and 36 in the East? You're in the 10th slot. So for me, he's not in the top 10. He's not in the top 10. because he doesn't fit. He's just playing. Now, if we're playing outside on gravel on the streets, he's my first pick. But when we're talking NBA, we're talking controlling pace.
Blacktop.
He just – Blacktop, yes. But I cannot take Russell Westbrook right now because he's not a winner.
Big three, first pick.
I cannot take him. So
on a super team, the boy's going to have 30 assists in the first half. Are y'all not understanding that? This boy had 28 assists with nobody but Bradley Beal.
Yeah, but I don't want to just see him pass, bro. That's my thing. Like, I don't want to just see him with the ball all the time. I want to see those other guys.
What
dribble,
a super team.
Pass.
Are y'all kidding me with the all the players that you just named, youngster? STG. You don't think
so,
that
so
he
now,
would.
Zero, it's 6 seconds on the clock, and he got the ball. And the game is
tied. He not going to shoot it.
Are you pissed as a pro? I'm pissed as a coach that Russell Westbrook got the ball with 6 seconds left. I want to call the sideline like, pass it.
He's going to find the man who's going to be open for the shot.
He's not, bro.
That's
he's
what he's going
to
do.
He's going to try to get to the elbow and shoot it off the glass, or he's going to try to get all the way to the cup and fobble, bumble, not get the call, and get the layup, bro. That's what he's going to do.
I love the streets, boy.
You gotta love the streets, man. You gotta love the streets. We're gonna keep it real, son. It's the Streets We Talk Discourse Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. When we come back, we're gonna keep it NBA, man. And don't forget, world, tell a friend, just tell a friend, just tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this weapon rest and speak at a western inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insight to guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dough. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it.
one day I'm 20 is a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body down freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one, cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain and my brain vein. Money maintained, don't go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels and rip their green cards. Deter the project flashing, my quick cash and got my first piece of ass, smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto, instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could've struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die, that's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go.
It's the streets, it's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Roll, Styles the Guy, ICE, and the super producer, engineer, OG the Buck.
We in the building, baby.
We've been talking serviceable teams who might gamble off the franchise to get a franchise quarterback with years left in Aaron Rodgers. We talked about the Raiders Wednesday. We talked about the Saints, the Broncos, the Browns, the Dolphins. Last night, Lakers lost to Portland. Now they're in a play-in situation. Are the Lakers in trouble? Yeah, they'll get out the play-in, but will they make it to the final? We've been talking Russell Westbrook, keeping it in the NBA. If you're in a seventh game, would you want Russell Westbrook on your team? Would he be in the lineup? T-Row says most definitely. My man Milk from Maryland says most definitely. Styles the Guy to myself say I wouldn't have him in my on my roster. Three, shout out to all the callers. We appreciate you calling in, man. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? Can't wait to get you in. We're going to get one more take on the NBA. I'm going to ask you first, Styles the Guy. We were leaning toward the playoffs, and last year was a debacle with the L.A. Clippers. They picked up, you know, playoff Rondo, and that brings me to, okay, you got playoff Rondo. Will we see a consistent playoff P? Will Paul George show up this year in the playoffs? I'm going to ask you first, Styles the Guy.
I'm going to say this. He's going to show up, but it's not going to be enough. I feel like he's gonna continue to average 27, 26. 7-8 rebounds, 4-5 assists, couple steals. Those are going to be Paul George's number for the playoffs. But the problem is going to be Patrick Beverly, Reggie Jackson, Ibaka. Those other guys aren't good enough to get the Clippers over the hump against these other teams. Morris, he's going to do what he do. Like him. He's a great piece for them. Bly gonna do what he do. Paul George gonna do what he do. Rondo gonna do what he do. But the rest of the team, those guys will not. They will not. They're gonna have the games too tight and the Clippers are not gonna be able to get over the hump. That's how the Clippers season will end. But if you ask me if Paul George is gonna continue to do what he's doing, yes, I think he's in a good groove, good state of mind. We got good bop going right now. Like the game is just like feeling good to him. But I just think the other guys this year is going to play a factor. I don't think they're good enough. That's my thing.
Streets! T-Rizzy, what you think? Will playoff P be the X factor
to get the Lake. I mean, get the Clippers, the Clip Show. Let me see how I put that together. We get the Clippers to the finals, man.
Man, y'all know what it is when the playoffs start. The lights get brighter, booty holes get tighter. Last year he complained and said that it was about the bubble. He was out of his comfort zone. Well, this year, you know, everybody been playing at home in their comfort zone. He started off kind of slow, but now we see where he's at. And, you know, this ain't. We see this during the regular season for PG-13 all the time, or shall I say consistently. But the Clippers are a bully team. They're not as much of a bully team as they were last year, but we all know that they really depend on defense to help them get them over the hump. But I'm going to say this. It's just not PG-13, man. PG-13 needs support, like SCG just said. It ain't always about that one specific individual, you know, in one particular series, because we know each series is very different, and it gets tougher as you get towards the NBA Finals. And the Clippers have been there. Paul George has been there in the East, and now in the West, he's been there before. We all know what he does when the playoffs start. So I'm just going to say this. They got playoff Rondo. Kawhi is somewhat kind of getting it back together now that he's back in action. But we going to see. He back at home. I'm talking about PG-13. He in California. He around family. He feel like he got the support that he need. And, man, PG-13. You got to come with it this year. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We all know one of the teams out the West going to win it. There's only one team in the East that can, being Philly and Doc. And Doc may have that recipe, but the Clippers got, I think they rode just as tough as the Lakers. So PG-13, you're going to have to step up, even though y'all already in. But you're going to definitely have to step your game up when the playoffs start, because everybody already kind of has their idea of where you going to fit in. Oh, we know your numbers go from 27 to like 18. That ain't good. That ain't good, especially in the playoffs. So I'm going to say I'm hoping for the best for PG-13, because I ain't like what he said last year. So we going to see. Boo me. Is booty hole going to get tight when these playoffs start? May 18th.
Well, I'll tell you this about Paul George. It's not about the numbers. And this is where I try to tell you guys that it's a numbers league. Just like in the NFL, it's a passing league now. So numbers will be deflated. Tempo is higher. It's not about the numbers. It's about when you get the numbers. Are they important numbers? Did you make an important shot? Did you get fouled to stop a run and go to the foul line? Did you make a good defensive rebound at this time where we needed it? Did you play good D? See, that's what I'm looking for from Paul George. I need the crucial bucket. You know, we know what Kawhi Leonard is going to do. He's consistent. But remember, Kawhi is Kawhi. So, yes, Rondo comes along. So either you're going to be a diamond or you're going to be just a pipe. You're going to bust, because there's no excuse now. You got a point guard. You don't have to handle the ball as much. You and Kawhi can come off screens. You can roam around. So is either put up or shut up with Paul George this year. And after this year, if he doesn't, after his contract is up, I'm signing to a minimum, to the veterans minimum, because you're doing nothing what other guys do but get numbers. So it's all on Paul George. If he doesn't play well, they will not go anywhere. I'm not on the, because we know the NBA. Yeah. Once this contract is up, because he just signed.
He only can get the 5.15. That's it.
I'm telling you. I'm doing them all like that. The pandemic hit. So,
you. Say, man, the unemployment line is already long, Flair.
I know. That's why I'm giving him the minimum, bro. So I won't have to pay him unemployment. Man. It's the Streets and Talk, Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Baby, we come to you every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, world, please tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a whole lot of girlfriends. When we come back, we're going to see if anybody want to get in the asylum. We're going to see what's up, Coach Dunk. We're going to get Dunk in the asylum, y'all. Street!
Shawty come sit on my lap, hey. They saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap, hey. I see some niggas attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pay that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig. She telling me Tay is the best. Pointed the nigga who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you won't get stretched. Never been embraced, and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of rent and forgot about the bin. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me for dead and now they won't dead it. Yeah.
It's the Streets and Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. From the street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got the one and only Styles the God, T-Roll, ICE, and the engineer, super producer, bringing the funk, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. I want to give a shout out to all the callers, man. My man Trizzy, Trey Lee down there on the West Coast, Dunk, my man D-Mac. We see you. We've been talking about potential buyers for the services of Aaron Rodgers. Hey, man, Russell Westbrook putting up numbers. His fourth year averaging a triple-double, 21, 11, and 11. 180 total. But would you, in a game 7, have him on your team? The LA Clippers, they looking good right now. Real good. Number 2 in the West. Excuse me, number 3 in the West. But when it get to the playoffs, playoff P, is you going to PP on yourself? Or you going to do your 1-2, baby? It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Man, what? We about to get in the asylum. We got my man sitting there, T.
first-time caller, all-time listener, Coach Day-Day.
You in the building, baby. You got the one way.
What's up, fellas? What's happening?
What's the deal?
I just want to say, ask everybody how they doing today. Coach Buck, what up, baby? You know you my guy.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, Coach Buck had to step out real quick. He's doing the flag football with the Collinwood Cobras today, so he had to step out real quick.
Always helping the kids, man. Coach Buck, always helping the kids, man.
Yeah, Amy. But let's
Coach,
get
so
take.
You say Russell Westbrook, game 7, is he on my roster?
Is he on your roster?
Absolutely fucking not. There's no way I'm going out there with Russell Westbrook. There's no way I'm going out there with that dude, man. And I scared, like, Coach, you made a good point, and I'm doubling down on what you said. Don't tell me nobody's numbers. I'm watching the NBA game. I can't even watch. It's like it's rehearsed. The shot go up, the whole team take off. Only person to go to get the rebound is Russell Westbrook. Did y'all discuss this at halftime for the game? You got the ball in your hand 80% of the game. You should get 10 assists. So I can't say the numbers impressed me because they really don't. I know that's bad to say, you know, you're averaging a triple-double. Russell Westbrook is the worst decision maker I've ever seen in the NBA. He played with Paul George, didn't get it done. He played with Kevin Durant, James Harden, Ibaka, didn't get it done. Not even Bradley Beal. I just think that for your point guard, you can't have a guy that plays at one speed. That's what my coach taught me, Coach L. Boogie Meeks. He's 100 miles per hour no matter what's going on in the game. That's bad. He doesn't know how to control the tempo. So now when the playoffs start, it's real basketball. Everybody, now we ain't playing for stats. Now we ain't just letting you get your stats in the regular season. Now we playing for victories. So what you going to do to help your team get over the hump? Portland, I watched him use to the Jazz with young Donovan Mitchell. I can't have Russell Westbrook on my roster. Fuck up. Forget even on the team. Even starting. I don't even want him on my roster in a game 7 of a playoff because I don't trust the decisions that Russell makes.
Street. What about Paul George? Will Paul George be playoff P this year?
I think Paul George gonna play well this year, man. Mm-hmm. I think he's gonna play well this year. Now, what does that mean? I'm not a big fan of Tyronn Lue. I don't like their defensive scheme. I didn't like Tyronn Lue's defensive scheme with the Cavs, but I think Paul will play well. How well? I don't know. Cause like y'all said, when that game gets tight, my man come on missing. Now you can't bring that Indiana explosive Paul George, but he ain't got that same explosion no more. And a lot of guys don't know. It seems like a lot of people don't know how to adjust when they lose some of their superpowers. And that's one of the biggest things I think that's hurting him is when he gets to the lane, he's not able to finish like he used to finish. And in the playoffs, we all know, like we just said, the playoffs come, teams are playing a lot harder. They're not just letting you get that layup like they do in the regular season. Oh, go on and lay it up. Just we going to take it out. You got to earn this bucket.
Absolutely. What do you think about A-Rod and all these bidders, all these suitors jumping, going to try to, you know.
I'm a hometown guy. I know people ain't going to like me to say this, but I wish he was in a Browns jersey. Put him in a Browns jersey. Watch me walk.
That ain't no
Bowl.
Surprise.
Put him in a Browns jersey, baby. Baker's full of shit. Baker's full of shit. I am not a Baker lover. Everything he does is off the run. You can't drop this man back and get him to throw a regular pass consistently. We supposed to beat the Chiefs. We play the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes knocked out the game. We can't finish the Chiefs off. Man, get out of here, man. Give me Aaron Rodgers in a Browns jersey. I don't own any jerseys. But if Aaron Rodgers is in a Browns jersey, I'm buying one tonight. I don't even know how I'm going to get it. And I will definitely get it.
Now let me ask you this. Are you willing to give up 3 first-round draft picks and Baker Mayfield for Aaron Rodgers? Because, you know, that's the price. Three, you got to get that
this
up.
What I'm going to put a nice package together for you. I'm going to give you something real sweet. Check this out. Two first-round picks, Baker Mayfield, a year's supply of any restaurant you want to eat at in Cleveland downtown, and I'm going to give you OBJ. Now, y'all going about y'all business.
Right. Ooh. Doing the dentals and everything.
And OBJ.
Ooh, I don't want to give up OBJ if I'm bringing Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to give up OBJ, Coach, if I'm bringing Aaron Rodgers in. I don't want, know, Coach.
Well, do you give
well,
up, you got to give up OBJ
you,
or Jarvis Landry? You have to give up one of the two.
I love
Jarvis. No, I'm not giving up neither one. You can't have neither one.
I'll give you Kareem Hunt. How about that?
Yeah,
bring back OBJ
and I
give you Kareem
Hunt.
There
you go. Kareem Hunt. They need a running back. Yeah.
What
Hunt.
Is it, y'all? We willing and dealing, baby. Willing and dealing.
I'll give you Kareem Hunt, then.
I'll give up Kareem Hunt, Coach. That's a great deal, Coach. Two first rounds, Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield, and a fourth round. And you can take a fourth round. Any year. Pick a year.
I give you Kareem. I like that.
Might be coming to the city, Dunk, so be posted, man. You know how we get down in the streets. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! Hey, man, we got my mans in now. Another caller from the land, all-time caller, all-time listener. When he always bringing in that good fun, too, man. My man Dale, what's the deal, baby? You in the building.
What's good, man? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, we just chilling, man. We talking, like we said, we just talked about Aaron Rodgers and your team, the Cleveland Browns, was in the mix. I just wanted to Raiders are in the mix now.
Huh?
I said, and the Raiders are in the mix now, too, but, you know, you got the Cleveland Browns. You got the Raiders, you got Denver, you got the Saints. Do you pull a trigger for Aaron Rodgers?
Man, I'm going to tell you why you don't do it, E-Boogie. I'm going to tell you why you don't do it, man. I know you've been a Browns fan. I don't know if you've been – I know you're a Giants fan, but you're a long-time Clevelander, so you know the heartbreak and the misery and the pain and the agony that we've been going through here in Cleveland with the Browns. We finally got some consistency, man. We finally building a culture, man. And I think we underestimating that, man, we finally established something, man. And, you know, we got a coach. We got a leader. And, man, you know what? I'd hate to see that interrupted, man. Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a player, a once in a QB, you know, generational type of talent. But, man, I don't want to bring a 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers in here, man, and change up the culture. You know what I mean? I want to run it back. You know what I mean? I want to run it back. I mean, we should, you know what I mean? We should have beat KC. We was that game was decided basically on 2-3 plays. You know, let's run it back. You know what I mean? We got, you know, we won out. We had a great draft. You bringing in Clowney. You upgraded the DB, you upgraded the linebacker, run it back.
You know what I mean? Don't, it's like being at the blackjack table, man, and not getting up. You know, let's run it back, man. Let's run it back. Let's see if Baker Mayfield is for real. He done had three different coaches in 3 years. Now we finally giving him some stability, finally giving him somebody to work with, you know, in terms of coaching. Let's go, man. And you know what? We're going to find out if Baker deserves that five-year, $200 million contract this year. You know, last year, E-Boogie, man, when they was playing KC, me and my son was watching the game for that final drive, the final drive that they could have won it. And I said, if Baker get this drive, he about to get $40 million a year. And he didn't get it done. You know, he didn't get it done. But, hey, man, you know what? I want to roll back this squad. I want everybody to come in early. I want all the rookies to sign up early, get in the training camp, and let's see what it brings. You know?
Street.
So that's my take.
Let me ask you this, Dale, before I let you go. I want to ask you this one question. Russell Westbrook has been balling. He's averaging 21
right.
points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. If there's a game seven, is he on your roster?
You know what? I was listening to your man earlier, and you know what? Russell Westbrook is a terrific talent, man. You know, I matter of fact, man, I put it up on social media that he's the best athletic point guard I've ever seen outside of maybe Derrick Rose in his heyday. But E, man, he just can't. He don't make those decisions, man. And he always 100 miles and running, man. You know what I mean? He just don't know. He don't know whether it's game seven or whether it's game, 25 on a five-game road trip. You know what I mean? So absolutely not, man. You know, terrific player. You know what I mean? Great talent. But is he on my squad in the game seven? Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. He a great all-star game player, great one-on-one player, great and-one player, but if it's that game, we need a big shot. We got to have him get somebody to write. You know what other thing, too, E? It seemed like he be playing for his stats, man. When you watch him and Harden play, it seemed like they playing for their numbers, man. You know what I mean? I don't really get into numbers because numbers can be misleading, man. And I like Westbrook, man, but I'm not one that believes in those he averaging a triple double, man. Because the NBA sleep during regular season, man. You know what I mean? Basketball start come. I just put up on my social media. In 2 weeks, we about to get real basketball.
Man, we appreciate your take, Dale. Man, you got to get on the show more often, man.
Whenever I can, man. Whenever I can.
No doubt. And as always, tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Out.
My man Dale right there. Hey, we're going to come back with the big dummy, give our shout-outs. Please stay on the line, callers. You got to hear the big dummy of the day. You just got to.
What?
It's your boy T-Roll.
That's right.
Shout out to God, ICE, L Boogie, OG the Buck. And like Dale said, man, run it back. Give him one more chance. Street, let's go.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mr. BC. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Allen Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. GV me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
It's the streets that talk, it's for a talk show with a twist of hip hop. We back in the building, baby.
So what's it gonna be? Him or me?
We've been talking about
the world with
A-Rod, potential shooters.
The NBA,
do you pull
women,
the trigger?
Crush linen.
Do you stay
pat? With diamonds
do you
build?
Do you
win
now?
Up with the passion.
That's the big
the
question
whip,
right now.
A good thrashing, how fast.
That's
the
big
the
question.
Sexing me while your man
Russell Westbrook, yeah, you get numbers. But like my man, my Singletary would say, I need winners. I need winners. Is we gonna see the real playoff P, or is we gonna see Paul George PP on the show? It's the Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Callers, if you want to go back and hear yourself, you can get with us on blogtalkradio.com, category sports, and that search box you put in BA, the Streets of Talk. Always go back and listen to the show. Hey, we listen to all over in Turkey, Poland, Russia, Australia, North America, Spain, Canada. We known in the streets, man. But it's that time of the show. Styles the God. You got the big dummy of the day. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Hey, world, listen, world, all the callers that called in today that's still on, you got Magic Johnson, okay? You got Stephen Curry. You got John Stockton. You got Oscar Robertson. You got Steve Nash, okay? You got Jerry West, an NBA logo, okay? You got Chris Paul. You got Jason Kidd. You got
Isaiah
man, I can keep going. Damian Lillard, Isaiah Thomas. You got all these legendary, superstar, extraordinary, game-changing point guards. Before you got Russell Westbrook, okay? You got all them point guards before you'll even get to Russell Westbrook. And I'm sure, world, I left a few other guys, a few of your other favorites out, Allen Iverson. Man, listen, man, Derrick Rose in his heyday, okay? You can pick whoever you want to pick. But out of the Capital One Arena, it's coming out of the Capital One Arena, the head coach, Scotty Brooks, said that Russell Westbrook was the second greatest point guard of all time behind Magic Johnson. World, let me let y'all know something, world.
Yeah, let me let y'all know. All those names, our names, comes before Russell Westbrook, all-time point guard, okay? All-time. All of those names come before Russell Westbrook. And don't get me wrong, world, he is phenomenal. He's one of the most athletic guards you'll ever see, okay? But he is not the second greatest point guard of all time, Scottie Brooks, and you are one of the worst coaches of all time. And for saying this, you are the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, you dummy.
Yeah, well, and I don't want to leave out Tony Parker and Rajon Rondo, too. I'll put them in there, too. Okay? You get bugging, Scottie Brooks.
T-Rizzy, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, I want to give mad shout-outs to all the callers that were able to call in out of the asylum. You know what I'm saying? Boy, got to love that damn asylum, boy. Hey, shout-out. If y'all ain't watched hockey, man, last week, the NHL, the New York Rangers, and the Washington Capitals, that's why you play hockey, so you can get it in. One of us did up a fight. The whole first intermission, dog, that was a fight. I love that. So shout out to the hockey world. Shout out to Willie Mays, man. Happy 90th birthday, man. You came in style. I saw you yesterday, Willie Mays. That was dope, my man. Happy birthday to you. Shout out to the fam, man. Hey, my wife's so bad. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hey, to all the women that make us shine. Hey, happy Mother's Day to you. We love you, for real, from the streets. Hey, shout out to my boy STG, that young boy right there. My boy ICE, in case of emergency. That boy OG the Buck, always doing it for the kids. Oh, my big brother Boo Meeks, man, you know what it is. Nothing but love, baby, nothing but love. Hey, shout out to my boy Ski Mask, to that boy Trey. Hey, man, you about to get a phone call this morning. To my dude Wiggity Wack. Hey, he was on the line. You know how we get it in. So, hey, man, you boys do what you got to do this morning. Hey, make that breakfast tomorrow. Take the wives out. We got to make it big for them. Hey, happy Mother's Day, man, for sure, from the street. SDG, what you got?
Man, I got a big shout-out to the MLB, man. How you shouting out at hockey? I'm shouting out to MLB. We had two no-hitters, y'all, Dream Team, in 2 days. My boy John Means had a no-hitter. My boy Wade Miley had a no-hitter. And within 30 days, within 30 days, we've had four no-hitters. Oh, my God. I love it, baseball, right now. Shout out to the Major League Baseball. Pitching and setting out the hitting. That's what I love.
Yes, sir.
Get up and don't get nothing. Shout out MLB. Shout out to the Dream Team. Yeah.
Who you got, boo-boo?
Man, I want to give a shout-out to all the mothers, my daughter, my baby mamas, my wife, my mama, you know what I mean? My aunties, my cousins, my sisters. I mean, all the ladies that's, you know what I mean, being a mother and putting it down. But I want to say this to all the moms, all the good moms, thank you for letting that dad be a dad. Just be that mom. I want to give a shout-out to the Dream Team, T-Row, Styles the God, ICE, OG the Buck. I hope the Collinwood Cobras doing their thing today with their flag football, man. To all the youth out there getting it, you know what I'm saying, putting it down. D-Mac, Trey Lee.
Oh, I see you, baby.
My man Dale, all the callers. Man, the show is on fire today. As usual, we appreciate you. Keep inspiring us. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street, get with us on blogtalkradioagain.com. Category sports, search box, DA. The streets is talking.
Hey, yeah. Buck, at the flag football, man, we got a barbecue. We rolling. Let's go.
Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me?
Am I clear to you?
Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pang, Sai, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, time. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
Street.
One love, baby. Happy Mother's Day.